extremely proud of a fantastically, you know, battling performance, performance full of grit, determination, and desire for each player to want to win for each other. You know, it's been difficult on the road over the last month to 6 weeks. You know, and obviously we won the other night, and I think it gave us a massive boost and a lift. You know, but then to come here on, and let's remember, you know, it's John Sheridan's first home game. You know, this, the place, the mood. I've been here the last month to watch a few games. You know, and the mood's been pretty bad. You know, if you're a player, but it weren't that today. They give them encouragement. They cheered them on. There was an electricity, and you know, there was always going to be a tough game. So, but our fans sort of diffused that. They really diffused that from being behind the goal and the noise we come out to. It was a good local derby, you know, and I wanted to, first half, play him in that half, you know, really play him in that half and upset their back four. You can see he did quite a lot of goals, and I really wanted to get at him, and I thought we did first half. You know, Leon and Pulpy at times really dominated their two. So I was, you know, I was chuffed with how we started the first half. Second half, you know, for 20 minutes, you've got to have a battling character, you've got resilience, and we showed absolutely tons of that. So, you know, I'm delighted for the result and for the fans who's not had to travel too far, but you know, we've got a win on the road, which was vitally important to what we're trying to do.
You can see from the end, right at the end of the game, when the whistle had gone, that celebration meant something to everybody there.
They care, you know, our supporters care. I've got a chairman and board that care about the football club. And everyone, that's what we've turned around in 2 years. There's a care for the football club again. People, you know, want to come into work every day and want to do the work. We'll have tough spells, you know, but that tests people's characters, it tests people's nerve, and it tests people whether they really do want to come on the journey. You know, there's always going to be doubters, you know, who doubt what we do as a group. And I've said to the group, you know, become indestructible, become a group that can't be penetrated, thick skin, rhino skin, and you need that in football. And they've shown plenty of that over the last 3 weeks when a lot of the doubters were, you know, really coming after us from the media and from different parts of the football world.
No sign of exhaustion from Tuesday?
No, I think mentally, you know, the miles the lads got through, you know, we was up to 16K. Some of the players covered 16K, which is absolutely unheard of. And they had to, you know, I took Andrew Tutt off. It was a precautionary. I didn't want him, you know, I think in the last 20 minutes he could have really fatigued there. I think Danny Mayer was fatigued, certainly first half. But you don't know until you get out there, you know. They warmed up really well. You don't know until they get out there. We had no signs of it this week. And I think it just hits you that you have put that shift in. Leon Clark's, you know, done another 90 minutes, but he wants to stay on the pitch and score more goals, and he had a good chance later on. But he took his first goal. He just knows the game. The intelligence that he shows in getting it in between the centre half and the keeper. He waits for people to make mistakes. He's a very optimistic striker. He's a very optimistic player, and he looks for them opportunities. You know, most players sort of give up on it at times, but Leon, he's optimistic in his work, and he always feels as though he's going to score goals, and he's always on that edge. You know, he gets caught offside a little bit, but he's on the edge of it, and that's important for a striker to always believe you're going to score goals, and you know, he's got us the winning goal today.